Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next caller is Ben Brown, representing Perseverance Theater. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Shelley. How are you this afternoon?
Doing great. Thank you very much. How about yourself? How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I am actually working remotely this afternoon from home, so I'm out at Point Lena, where a lovely, gentle rain is falling. and all the snow has really melted from the yard. It was actually 2 days ago there was some left, but it's all pretty much gone now. So spring is here, and I was actually at the theater this morning briefly. Those of us who have not been furloughed entirely are working significantly reduced hours, and we're just keeping a maintenance operation going at Perseverance because obviously we had to postpone Fun Home, the last show of the season, until the fall. But we are very much hoping to open it up in September, and we don't have a final schedule on that to be sure. But the reason I was there this morning is I needed to make sure I got more raffle tickets because people have been calling me and leaving me messages and saying they want to buy raffle tickets, and I ran out of the ones I had out here at home.
Well, that's some good news.
It certainly is. You know, it's our 36th annual travel raffle, and it's a lot of fun, and we are going to do the drawing this coming Sunday afternoon, the 26th of April, as originally scheduled, in compliance with all the relevant statutes and regulations that govern charitable gaming in Alaska. When you do a raffle, as most listeners know, and I'm sure you know, you have to say how many tickets there are and what the odds of a prize being won are, and also when the drawing is going to take place. So we had long ago planned this for Sunday, which would have been the last day of the 4-week run of the Tony Award winning musical Fun Home. We had to pause production of Fun Home on the 19th of March, about 10 days before it was going to open, in response to the COVID-19 pandemic and the necessary measures implementing health mandates. But as I think a lot of folks know, we had, you know, the set was essentially done. The costumes, rehearsals were going just amazingly. There was a brief video on Perseverance's Facebook page that synopsized some of the progress that had been made artistically. And there's another much longer video coming out. Erica Stone, our marketing and engagement director, is working quite tirelessly on editing that. So people are going to be able to enjoy some teasers about what Fun Home will look like this fall. But what we couldn't mess around with the timing on is the raffle. So, if anyone is interested in getting a ticket, the easiest thing to do is to call me at the theater, 364-2421. My extension is 241. And then I've just been getting people tickets, you know, selling them over the phone and then mailing them the stubs or just emailing them a picture of the stubs is what a lot of people prefer. I've had people in Paris buy tickets. I just sold some to someone in New York today. I sold some to someone in Los Angeles today. I would love to sell some to anyone who's listening in the greater Juneau area.
Well, why don't you sell us on the raffle prizes? What do we get if we win?
Oh, well, there's 14 different prizes, and it's gone up and down over the years. But the current iteration, the one thing that's constant is the first prize is 2 round-trip tickets on Alaska Airlines, anywhere Alaska Airlines flies, and $2,000 in cash, which is great. And then the next one is called On Cloud 9, and it's level 2 helicopter tours from North Star Trekking. The $50 gift card from Salt, which presumably could be used for to-go food. A lot of these are from our favorite restaurants around town, many of which are still doing carryout orders. And then for the next one is a Fairbanks package. We've got a Valdez package, some Anchorage stuff, all the way down to number 14, which is called Photos, Fajitas, and Yoga. Oh, my. And it's some art such headshots, 2 yoga class passes with Rainforest Yoga, and a $25 gift to El Sombrero. So that full list of prizes is at the PT Alaska website, ptalaska.org. But it's just a great way to support the theater. And, you know, we had really done some really great ticket sales over the course of the year. We got those tickets out there in January, but we were really looking forward to having people at the theater for a 4-week run of Fun Home, which wasn't possible. So, that's why I'm trying to get the word out there that these things are still available. And what we're going to do on Sunday, Shelley, is Frank Delaney is our managing director. And
no
so
relation.
He and no relation, correct. He and I are going to cooperate on live streaming the drawing. So I, at a very safe distance, you know, having taken care to make sure that I'm not in inappropriate proximity in terms of getting the tickets ready to be drawn. But we will be live streaming it at 4 p.m. on Sunday. And what I think we're going to do is get each our own, and I think anyone else who may be helping out with any of the protocols that day, we're going to get some to-go pizzas from our friends at the Island Pub. As many listeners know, we have our opening night parties there at the Island Pub. We weren't able to have one for Fun Home, but Rick Kasnick was just great when I called and said, hey, are you guys going to be open on Sunday? Because we're going to need some food to give us sustenance for our drawing. So we're really, what we're doing is encouraging people who want to watch the live stream on Facebook at 4 p.m. to get some to-go food from whatever their favorite restaurant in Juneau is that's still doing carry out, because it's a great way to support a local business. I can just say, personally, living here out here at Point Lena, I'm very happy for Devil's Hideaway and their burgers. They're amazing. They're open every day but Monday. And a lot of restaurants are really doing a lot of food preparation and sales that way. So, but we just want to have a good time with it, because it's a very good fundraiser for the theater, but it's also a lot of fun giving away prizes donated by so many wonderful Alaskan businesses.
Well, absolutely. So that sounds great. Pizza and raffle and appropriate distancing. It sounds like you've really thought of everything. So I look forward to it.
We're doing our best. We posted a video that Frank shot, again, from a nice long distance of me with my mask on at my desk there at the theater. But it really has been great just selling some of these tickets to folks online, some people I haven't talked to in quite a while. And a lot of them are saying, you know, I meant to buy these when I came to see the show, or I figured you would find me at a chamber lunch. But we've had such a tremendous change in our daily activities, those interactions haven't been possible. So the beauty of the telephone and the email, and I don't know if I've sold any tickets on Zoom yet. I've certainly showed them to people in meetings.
Well, perhaps after everyone hears this interview, you'll get your first Zoom sale.
There you go. I'll get an invitation to a ticket purchasing meeting on Zoom. That sounds great. I love that. But I do want so some other things going on at the theater, if I can.
Sure. Yes.
This week, it's already underway, but Vera Starbard, our Andrew W. Mellon Foundation supported a national new playwright resident playwright, has been doing an online playwriting course called Write with the Voice of Your Ancestors. And she's had over 10 people, I think, participating in that. And I think that's gone really well. A couple of weeks ago, we reformatted the spring break camp to be an online delivery. So it was fewer students than it would have been otherwise. But that was also well attended by the students who were able to participate. And it gave us some ideas about how to try to reformat some other things. We don't know at this point if Summer Theater Arts Rendezvous, which is the annual summer youth theater education program, has any chance of taking place in person. You know, it's in July, probably not super likely, but certainly not a foregone conclusion. But we have been offering that for decades. And so we want to find some way to see if we can't do a hybrid where people do individual things in their own households with their siblings or anyone who might be in a play group that, you know, isn't maintaining social distance by that point. And then they're able to get together virtually for part of the day and share some of the work they've done. You know, this is uncharted territory, so we are definitely looking at all the options there. And we're also really carefully considering how to plan next season. I mean, I guess the silver lining is we know that we can open with Fun Home because the show was 90% of the way there. And the cast and the creative team have all expressed an interest in rejoining the project. The director and the actors who were from Out of Sight, musical folks. So we'll just have to see what circumstances allow in that regard. But then there's some other really exciting things coming up next season. We're going to be doing some more announcements, but I've just had some really good news from the National Endowment for the Arts about one of the plays that we had planned for next season. So I don't want to go any further, but that was something that we had requested assistance for. You know, it was actually one of the first grants I submitted to the National Endowment after I started as development director last July. I mean, things take a while, but certainly we are very grateful for the assistance that's forthcoming through the National Endowment for the Arts to direct grantees like Perseverance, and then also through the Alaska State Council on the Arts. I actually had a chance, Shelley, a week ago Monday, to be on Hometown Alaska with Kathleen McCoy, your counterpart in a way at KSKA up in Anchorage on Alaska Public Media. And we talked about things that are happening with the State Council on the Arts and our efforts to support individual artists. Don't have time to go into all of that today, but I'm always willing to come back if you or Scott find a time. But there will be more news coming out for the arts community more generally about resources being made available by the State Council on the Arts and the National Endowment for the Arts to help Alaskan artists.
Well, that sounds like good news. And there was one other item on my list I wanted to ask you about. Just going back to what's happening at Perseverance Theater right now, currently, Our Voices Will Be Heard is now streaming. I was wondering if you could say a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that is a play by Vera Starbard, our resident playwright. And because it's something that she created, she was in a position to, you know, allow the use of that. And it just requires for anything like that. I mean, there are a lot of obstacles to providing theatrical content online. You know, certainly the playwright has to be in agreement with it. But then if there's an agency of, you know, a legal agent who represents the playwright, that entity has to do what the playwright wants. So we were able to get dispensation, actually, from Janine Tesori and Lisa Cron, the creators of Fun Home, to be able to share some of that not quite finished in production content with audiences in the video that's already gone up and the one that's still in the works. But there's also the Actors Equity situation, and then the Directors Guild. So it's not that easy just to say, oh, we'll go online. So the fact that we can have the radio play Our Voices Will Be Heard is really a coup. It's really, really helpful and wonderful. And we are very actively trying to find ways to bring more theatrical content in addition to educational services to people in an online format. And all I can say is that's a work in progress, you know, with people working significantly reduced hours, many people not working at all anymore for the theater. For the time being, you know, temporarily is the plan. It's really hard to create whole new delivery platforms, but we're really trying to figure out where the resources are to help us do that. But so for now, yeah, that's a great opportunity to go and enjoy some original Alaskan art that was staged at Perseverance and that showcases the talents of Vera Starbard, who's an amazing playwright, whose Devilfish, of course, was a tremendous success kicking off this season here in Juneau, and then being the second show up in Anchorage last fall, just amazingly well received in both communities. We may be able to excuse me, and I did just cough into my elbow, I promise elbow. You yes, but we definitely want to see if there's a way Devilfish can perhaps be shared as well, and we're looking at the other things in the archives, so definitely stay tuned there, because that's a great way for people to remain engaged in what's going on at Perseverance.
Absolutely. I was pleased to see it. I think I listened to it about a year ago. Anyone who hasn't seen the play or didn't get a chance to see it or wants to experience it again, the streaming information is on your website, PT Alaska. Anything else you want to add before you go, Ben? How can theater goers still help Perseverance Theater even if we couldn't see Fun Home this spring?
Well, I mean, I believe almost everyone who had a ticket to Fun Home has been contacted and asked whether the ticket should be donated, whether it should be held in abeyance till the fall production, or if they want a refund. Most people have just said, go ahead and consider a donation. I'll buy another ticket when it comes around in the fall. Some people have had refunds processed. And if someone who's listening to this doesn't know the status of tickets, obviously, unless they had them for the last weekend, the performance date has already come and gone. But certainly they can call the theater at 364-2421. And at this point, probably better just to leave a message for me at extension 241, the same extension you would go to if you wanted to buy raffle tickets, because obviously we don't have a full-time box office person managing and our interns' contracts have wrapped up. That's one thing that we want to make sure people are cognizant of. Obviously, I've said repeatedly about how people can buy raffle tickets. The raffle will be, the drawing will take place this Sunday at 4 p.m. via live stream on Facebook. We're encouraging people to get some to-go food from their favorite Juneau restaurant, support a local business, and then tune in and see who the 14 lucky winners are. And then as far as other things, you know, it's just those of us who are still working on things are in close contact remotely on a very frequent basis, and just trying to make sure that we're doing as much possible to get the word out about the things that are happening in a constantly changing environment, because we just want to have more information, but we're just not in a position to be able to tell people exactly what's going to be going on in 4 weeks or 6 weeks or 2 months.
All right. Well, Ben Brown, thanks so much for speaking with me today, for sharing all that great information, for just keeping in touch. It's great to hear your voice and just remembering that Perseverance Theater is still there and waiting for us when we get through this. Give us the phone number and website one more time.
Yeah. So the telephone number is 364-2421 and my extension is 241. And the website is www.ptalaska.org. And if you go to the website, on the main page, you will see information about our Voices Will Be Heard streaming, the workshop that's underway that Vera's been teaching this week, the travel raffle, the postponement of Fun Home. And, you know, we've actually just been in talks with some of the staff at the City and Borough of Juneau about maybe helping do some messaging. So people may see some of their favorite Perseverance actors or other Perseverance actors that aren't their favorites, helping to get the word out about best practices and, you know, using masks and things like that. My spouse, Nick, has been making a lot of masks. I've been helping him do that. And we've tried to make sure that everyone at the theater who is currently working or is not currently working definitely has one. But yeah, everyone who is affiliated with Perseverance is continuing to try to help out and be a good community member, even if it doesn't involve putting on a costume and going on stage for the foreseeable few weeks.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your time today, Ben. Thanks for speaking with me, and hang in there.
Thank you very much, Kelly. Keep up the good work there at KTOO. And again, I'm at your disposal if you want me to talk about other arts things at some point. You know where to find me.
I do. Bye, Ben.
Okay. Thanks, Kelly. Bye.